looking at. Good Kirsty. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ita Ita Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Kunja Vihari Radha Kunja Vihari Radhe Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radhe Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. De Sira De 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 Sira De 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 Sira De Shyam Hare So, Hare Krishna. This afternoon session will be relatively easy. I really must thank all of you for being so, or let me say, so willing to explore these deeper spaces in your spiritual life. I also want to thank Sasha very much for his really excellent yoga class. I really feel so fresh. Can you feel that? The benefit of yoga? Someone feels so fresh and able to concentrate nicely. A yoga teacher should be able to bring us into the yoga zone. And you were very successful to do this. So thank you so much. And for those of you who did not participate in the yoga session, I would like to repeat today one point with which Sasha made, which I found especially important for our japa practice. It's a simple but very important point, and that is that our mind and our bodies are interlocked. They are, you could also use the word interdependent. This means is that a depressed mood or a sad mood will influence our posture and vice versa. That our posture also reflects back on our mood, the way we feel. For instance, if you sit crouched like this and bent over like this, your diaphragm will be squeezed. How do we say diaphragm in Croatian, please? Say, diaphragm, yes? Will be squeezed, but also your intestines will be squeezed, your whole stomach will be squeezed, and after some time you will feel you know there is no circulation any longer, and this goes into your mind, and you will become less attentive, less joyful, and less open, but more inattentive, more sad, and more closed. The whole thing will be closed. So therefore it's extremely important that you sit properly. And I know in that japa tape, which we all know, Prabhupada always reminds us to sit properly. So I will just request you to sit a little properly. Do you have something to sit on? Something which raises your, it's called a tailbone, a little bit above the ground. No? No, it's not, Tripathi, it's not a new cult or a new thing. If you have something like this here, or Krishna Jeevani, please show. Very practical. It's from your house in Solon? Yeah. Krishna Jeevani has a house now, so she has all that. You just, please take care that the tailbone is a little higher. Huh? It should, that high seat should not go up till the beginnings of the thighs. It should just have a little bit to go up. If you don't need it, perfect. I mean, it's really, please, I don't want to start a new movement or a new thing, you know. It's just something you could be a little bit aware of. And then what you should next check is that your chest is open, you know, this part of your body. What you could do very simply is to just roll your shoulders up high. And then just open the chest. That's very good, because then you can really breathe. Yes? Could you just please do this? Just, yeah. Can you open? Here, it's in this area, the upper chest, where you just try to create space. And the last thing you should please check is what Sasha mentioned, that you imagine here, where the men have their shika, or, you know,
around here,
there is something like a string which pulls you up. I like to think that above me are the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and that I want to touch them. So, if you sit like that, you can chant for many hours, and the physical energies will move in a very nice way and easy way up and down and so on. And from time to time, you should just hear an inner bell, ping, and then correct this. Where are you sitting? Check. Do that right. Open up this part of your body, the chest, so that you can breathe, and the third, sit straight. And then you can easily chant with full concentration. It's much, 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 much more easier. But if you are like this, you will see after some time you get dark thoughts, you know. You will think of criticizing others, or this does not work, or let's eat something, you know, and or what's about my bed, you know. I would like to have the experience of my bed again, you know. It will all come, you will see. I'm always telling the devotees who come to this japa retreat that once there was a sadhu, and a man who looked for his advice came and approached him and complained about many of his problems. Don't have enough money. My fields are unfertile. My wife has left me, and the children are totally restless all the time. You know, and while he was talking, the sadhu began to adopt the posture of this man. So you have to. Then he, when the man was finished, he asked him, "Are you finished?" "Yes, yes, I'm finished." So the sadhu was not answering. He said, "I'm making an experiment. Wait a minute." And then after 1 minute, he said, "It starts to work. I'm also feeling extremely depressed. Give me one more minute, then my life is also in a ruin." It is a ruin. When you are like this, you can't be unhappy. It's not possible. In the Gauranga pose, you know. You can't become depressed. Will you please try this? Now try to become depressed. It's not possible. thank you. I really must say, you are so enthusiastic. This group is so enthusiastic. Oh my God, I'm also becoming enthusiastic. This is good. So, Posha, please, I don't think it's necessary to talk much about this, but please keep it in mind, and sometimes you might like to change your asana. When you feel your blood is no longer circulating, you might just walk up and down just once or twice. That is usually done. We will do some these more. We will do some advanced techniques about this. You will not forget it. So the next point, posture. The next point now is sacred space. Does any one of you have a feeling or remember what sacred space could be? Huh? We are laying the foundations. The first was posture. It's a very important. Sometimes I will do this to you. I will help you and I will say, sit properly. At that time, you have to check 3 points. You remember? Where you sit. Your sitting bone. It should be a light lordosic position. Do you know what is lordosic? Maybe that's not an English word. Malini Priya looks at me. No idea what lordosic is. That doesn't sound very English, isn't it? What? No. Laxi. I thought you spoke laxative. That we no. Lordos. Lordotic. What is that? A little arch should be there. You follow? It's not that the back should be. Let us say here's the head, and then here is. This is the. The depression arch. But what you should do is, you should do the chanting arch. That is, let us say, here is your sitting bone, it's called, the polite word. It's called the sitting bone. And then it's a little bit like this. Yeah? That's the natural position. It's called a little inward bend of the spine. It's called Rangadevi. What's that? The lordotic. This is our English Oxford Dictionary. Rangadevi is saying it's the. Are you sure? Well, that's the adjective. But what's the word? Lordosis or what? Lordosis, the noun, yes. Is it clear to you? It just means bring this where the navel is, a little bit up. Then you, and then open this, and then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You will feel immediately something starts streaming. Or that is the 3 checking points you should do. Here, here, and here. Now, sacred space. What could be, you should establish a sacred space for your chanting. What could that be? It's in all spiritual cultures a very, very important word, the sacred space. Someone was raising the hand. Yes. It's an outer space, like the temple room. There you can chant. Do you have any other idea what a sacred space could be, Vrinda Devi? A time space. Vrinda Devi is introducing a time space. A time, let us say you set apart half an hour in the morning before you do the many things. When it starts and when it ends, that's your sacred time space, which you fill now with devotional activities. What else, Mathurananda? Maybe in our mind? Could you give an example? Yes, you're right.
We just abandon all other thoughts and worries
yeah.
we have during our day and just dedicate our mental energy and space for chanting.
Yes, a distraction-free situation. It's very important if you want to chant. That's why I told you twice when we did our thing, please center yourself first. What this means is you come into your sacred space. See, often we are spread all over with our concentration and our mind, and we are not here at this time. We are not present in the present time. So, sacred space could be an inner mood. Where you allow yourself to become concentrated and free from all outside distractions. We will learn more about this as we go deeper into the Japa retreat, but here I wanted to talk this much about it. Any other idea what sacred space could be? Sundarananda?
For example, when you are doing puja, you prepare first asana, physical asana, but also with prayer, you're trying to enter in a certain, how to say, to acquire proper attitude.
Yeah, okay. Here's an interesting point. When we do puja, says Sundarananda, we establish our asana, where we sit, and from where we worship the deities, but we also try to enter a certain attitude. Tomorrow we will speak a lot about this. Yes, I will look towards the Maharaji. Madayanti, what could be your sacred space? Secret or sacred? Secret. Did you? Yeah. Yeah. I would like to now make it, because we are exploring it together, I would like to now make it very clear. I was waiting a little bit for this. See, each person who wishes to be successful in his life has to set borders around himself. You know, he has, for instance, when he is invited to come to something which is not interesting for him, he or she has to be able to say, no, I will not come to this invitation. I want to do something else. No is the easiest way of defining your border and your space. This is what we have to teach our children in this modern crazy times. When there is a bad man with a bad character who has maybe some unnatural attractions to the child has to say at one stage, no, I'm not going further into this play, which ends in a, you know what I mean, in a perverse activities or whatever. Or, you know, in your life, you have to say, I wish to do this, and I don't wish to do the other thing. This is, you have to set up your own space, your personal space. I have heard in the computer there is now a word, MySpace. MySpace, Taran Chaitanya had once invited me to come into MySpace, into his space, and I thought, yeah, I think we don't need to wait for a computer program to enter into this. Everyone has to be in his space, in his way, where he does not or she does not become dependent on others for their self-worth. You know? I would like to give you an example of what this personal space might be in a little joking way. Imagine an Italian. Do we have a typical Italian amongst us? Lilananda, you are from Bolivia, I believe, isn't it? You are from Italy or born in Italy? Oh, wonderful. So a typical Italian is very warm-hearted. And when he wants to speak with someone, he has to make a he invades usually, I mean, he feels most happy if there is 70 centimeter to 50 centimeters of a distance. Now we from North Germany feel only that it's all right. I need 1 meter and one meter to 1 meter 20 distance to a normal person. I noticed this when I came to Yugoslavia also, former Yugoslavia, especially to Serbia. There they also come extremely close, and there comes a time when for a cool North German like me, it's just too close. And he has to go a little bit back. Now the Serbian or the Italian from Rome feels that this is not a comfortable talking distance, you know, and he comes closer. And again, I feel my space is here. Please don't invade the space. But then the Italian thinks, this is what is wrong here in the conversation. It's so absolutely cool and distant, and he comes closer. And then, and this way, oops. And this way, the Italian and Serbian constantly invades my space, and I feel like, I feel like, what is this? Is this a homosexual approach, or what is happening? And I should be able to say, can we somehow, that your chair is here and my chair is there? Is that all right? You know, so this is how we, I'm giving a humorous example, but this is how we need to live our life. We need to say, I need air to breathe. Do you sometimes have this in relationships? If someone is too close and guards about every movement which you do, and you know, you have no free time. It's always, he's checking on your time. I'm sorry, I somehow. We feel like we need air to breathe, and that is now when you want to go and talk to Krishna, my dear devotees, you need to create a space in which you are for yourself, where you don't have always someone trying to, a human being, entering your space, because you need to have your freedom, your inner freedom to address Krishna. Do you know what I mean? Imagine you try to chant in your room. Some of our devotees might remember this. And you have to fear that every 20 minutes your mother or father is checking inside. What are you doing? Then you feel at one stage, I either have to lock the door or I just climb out of the window and go into the park and do my chanting there. Can you understand what I mean? When each one of you need to define where is your sacred space, a space in which you can be yourself, a space in which you have enough air to breathe, that is enough own initiative, enough independency, enough peace, and enough concentration. And before you chant, it's important that you come into your own space, into your sacred space, where you can be together with your beloved. A space where you can be together with Krishna. Vijay Gauranga, we know this. When you sit with friends and you want to talk, you need to be sure that not every minute someone is interrupting you, isn't it? Imagine you have your friend comes and visits you, Irena, and then all the time little Harris comes in and wants to know some details on computer game, you know, then you say... You know, so if you want to be with Krishna, you can't. You have to be in a space where no one intrudes your space. Intrude. What is the word for intrusion? Intrude. Ujets. Yeah, upadan. Where no one does some upadan. Yeah. You really need that in your life. If you want to be with Krishna, you should be in alone with Krishna. So, sacred space means first of all an undisturbed, distraction-free environment. Then, beyond it, it means a situation where you can be concentrated and fixed and so on. It can also be to go mentally to a holy place which is close to you. Now, Prabhupada used to be asked, are you here in New York? And he said, no, I'm in Vrindavan. I always do this, and I highly recommend it, to go to a holy place. I like Radhakund very much, because for 10 years I lived on the banks of the Radhakund. I'm very much familiar with the Radhakund, and I like to sit there in my mind, in my sacred space. I take a few minutes to go to this sacred space inside, center myself, and then I'm in a different world. I can concentrate on chanting. This is important for all of us, to enter our sacred space. I would like to now do a little exercise with all of you, where you are going to your sacred space. First of all, please sit properly. Check the three points in your posture, if they are all right. I highly recommend it to just roll your shoulders up and back. And then imagine the connection to Radha and Krishna. for a moment close your eyes if you feel comfortable. And just be present in this sacred space of the temple of Ish, the temple room in the island of Ish. You're together with devotees. You have come to work on your relationship with Krishna. Krishna in his form of Radha Kunya Bihari on the altar. Please open your eyes and look at the altar for a moment. You're directly in front of Radha Kunya Bihari. And let us please, from this position where we sit in our sacred space, chant a little. I would like to request you to chant in one voice. I will chant one mantra alone, and then we will chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One mantra alone, and then together. Samo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good. We will continue in a moment. But sacred space also means that you do not allow anything to come into this space and disturb you. For instance, you have to be careful that no bad thoughts are entering into your sacred space. The bad thoughts are something like unwanted elements who come too close to you. Maybe like in our example. I mean, that was a humorous example. Let us give a more neutral example. A bad person. You wouldn't allow a bad person to come in your apartment and and make your apartment maybe unclean with his dirty boots, you would not allow him. You would say, no, this is my space. You can please walk outside. This is your space. Mm-hmm. So sacred space means two things. First of all, you meditatively establish yourself in a certain outer space and inner mood. And then, second, you have to protect it from outside influences, from bad elements. Mainly your enemies, lust, greed, envy, you know, these inner enemies, they cannot come into your sacred space. So if you learn these simple things, to sit yourself in a holy atmosphere and then protect your atmosphere that it remains pure, you will be very successful in your chanting. I would like to request you now to continue. We will chant again in one voice. Can I request you to go mentally to a holy place? Is that all right for you? I mean, can you do? Do you know a holy place? Who doesn't know a holy place? Everyone. Bank of the Yamuna. Elena, there are some places you like in Split where you are. You can go to your Split holy places. We have not taken Elena to India? No, we have not yet invited you? You are invited to come? No problem. Then go to a place where you can be at peace. Not in the room next to your mother or your father. And now the task is, you go to that holy place, and second of all, you don't allow any unwanted visitor to come. That is thoughts. When bad thoughts are, I can't imagine that bad thoughts will arise in this beautiful atmosphere, but distracting thoughts. You just tell them, I'm sorry, you don't belong in my sacred space. There is so much room for you outside. Trees you can climb on, and mountains you can jump from, and anything. Okay? Everyone is with me? Govindanandan? So, please check your position. It's so much easier with the position. You will see the sit properly. Okay. Now some of us might go in their minds to a holy place in India, maybe the banks of the Jamuna, the sacred mountain Giriraj, where some of us have visited the Govardhan retreat and where Malini Priya was initiated from. And others also were initiated from me. Radhakund or anything. Or for some of you who like to stay here at the temple room, because we have a local holy place here in Ish. Stay here. And then please chant and throw out, or why be so radical? Just tell the thoughts which don't belong. Wait outside. Huh? I will come a little later. Wait outside. Please chant with me now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare
Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Now I would like to request you, in preparation of the next exercise, to chant on your own within your sacred space. You first create the physical situation, then you connect to the place where you are, and then you could go and chant being mindful of Vrindavan or anything. And please do it on your own. And while you do this, I will request Malini Priya to just come to me and she will prepare something for the next exercise. Start now, please, on your own. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We will now make it very clear. First of all, I would like to ask you a question. If when I'm chanting before my computer with the left hand typing in the newest words for the Google search machine, is that am I in my sacred space or not? Not. When I'm chanting before a movie of Krishna on the TV, am I in my sacred space or not? I leave it up to you. To help you in the outer sacred space, I would recommend you to put a nice altar. Please write down. Make a nice altar. In all the words tradition, one has used candles because fire draws the attention of the human being more than anything. I recommend that you take honey wax, and not paraffin, because paraffin is usually used from dirty oil, which is at the, and it's superficially cleansed, but they found out if you burn a paraffin, there are some places, or some chemicals which are released into the air, which are cancer, how do you say, they produce cancer in small quantities. So I have become a honey wax man. Then pictures are helping you for your outer space. You can write candles, or what Gaura Hari does is he has this nice oil thing, or ghee lamp, where he pours ghee inside. It really helps you very, very much. Outer space means also posture. That's the first outer space which you create. You know, it's the space in which you sit. After all, you sit in your body. Then inner space, we could write down a prayerful mood. That helps you to establish a right inner space. You could read, for instance, a prayer which helps you to come into the prayerful mood, and I will give you a prayer a little later which is recommended. For the inner space, it's also good to connect with the presence, you know, with the, where am I now? And the third is meditation. You can go to a place which is sacred for you and go there. With the present. With the presence. Present time. Yeah, with the present time. You know, what is present at the moment. And then meditation. What I mean with the second thing is collect your thoughts and be here in the now, in the moment, and not don't think about the past and don't plan for the future. No? That is your sacred space, the time. I'm here now, I'm chanting, I'm not thinking about Bochum and central Germany or my wife or my child. I'm thinking now of being here with the practice. Huh? So I would like to just bring this to, thank you Malini Priya, bring this to an end and request you a little bit, to request you to write in your notebook your sacred space, which you can establish when you go home. Look at your room. Is everything sacred space in the room? maybe you can establish a corner in the room which will be your sacred space. Is your altar the way you would like it to be? Is it as beautiful as this altar? Are there maybe some techniques which you could do, and so on? Please create a sacred space for you. Hare Krishna. Guru Hari. I suggest now that we go to a very a special exercise. It's my favorite exercise. That is, we go into the presence of Srila Prabhupada and chant there. There is a very nice recording which Prabhupada has done with the early devotees. And I request you to, first of all, just listen to this recording and in your mind imagine that you are there amongst the different devotees. Of all the sacred spaces, the sacred space which is inhabited by a pure devotee is the best. And if you want to chant good rounds, you should think yourself to be in the presence of a pure devotee, to not be alone addressing Krishna, but to address Krishna next to his dear servant. And so here is a nice recording, and please just first listen to the recording.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
As you listen to this, what do you hear?
Mm-hmm.
mantra. Prayerful mood, yeah. Power. Energetic. Melody. Yes, Prabhupada seems to be in the presence of Krishna, addressing Krishna. Nupur, what do you hear? Vibration. Wonderful. I hear Prabhupada being really totally fixed in the chanting. He seems to be like in a river of chanting. And I would like for the remaining part, God, this went over so fast, if you can somehow be with Prabhupada chanting. We will have him very lightly in the back. And we will chant now a round or two rounds together in the presence of Prabhupada, in the sacred space. This will be an important experience for many of you, an experience which hopefully you can go back to at other times in your life when you are chanting on your own. So for a moment, just imagine there's a room, Prabhupada is chanting, and chat. Was all right, Vijay? A little tough at the beginning, but it got better. Any other comment?
Feels like home.
You cannot stop. Hare Krishna, Lilananda. Hare Bol. Congratulations. We have done the first day, laying the foundation. In this first day, we spoke about rating our japa. We were looking really at our japa, and we were looking at the journey which we have done in our japa. We have talked a lot about the gap between the belief and the experience, and we have also I have also requested you to make a commitment. This is very important. Your spiritual future depends on it. Your japa really is a reflection of your life. Today we have just done one little skill, the sacred space. I sincerely request you that you make a note in your notebooks about sacred space and explore a little bit more what that could mean for you. I think we have today touched this, but you have to go a little bit more into it. I have learned in my spiritual life to bring a tent with me, a tent in which my own atmosphere is there. I think you have heard about the Bedouins and Arab tribal people who move together with their tents, and they can go anywhere in the wild desert. They have their tents with their pictures, with their carpets, with their camels and their beds and everything, and they are at home wherever they are in the world. So if you know how to establish your sacred space, you can be at home and not be diverted wherever you are. Please also think where your sacred space is not. And you might have to cross a few habits out of your chanting before the computer is one, you know, chanting maybe in the bus. Is maybe also not the sacred space, chanting in an absent-minded and agitated mind, an angry or problematic mind. You have to maybe do something about this. Please explore this concept. It took me 10 years to become a Bedouin of chanting, an Arab who can put his tent wherever he is and be happy and be somewhere else. When I rented this new house near the lake, one of our neighbors, or my neighbor, our neighbor, Mr. Klebig, saw me one morning chanting in my sacred space in his garden. I was in his garden with my Beduinsky, my Arab tent, and I was just chanting, and I noticed he, you know, I was just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He came upon me. He stopped 2 meters before me because he had not noticed me. I'm chanting softly usually, and then, you know, I notice someone is in my sacred space. Who is it? And I opened a little bit my eyes so that he wouldn't see. And he was standing. And then he was very secret. Then he knew. He had to go around me and continue in another way. The sacred space can become so strong that others who come into your sacred space feel like, I don't belong here. It's your energy which is there and which you are concentrating towards Krishna. In Sanskrit it's called a baitak. Baitak means a sitting place. Huh? We can, when we come to the baitaks of Mahaprabhu, Sridhar, you must have seen it, Radha Kund, you really feel like, bang, I'm entering a space here. It's still there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Omadvaj, Madhavendra Puri, there are several baitaks of Vallabha Acharya and so on. Please think about this a little, Irena. I'm sure you will be very successful and it will make a huge difference in your life. Now I want to end this session. You can stay here. But we have arranged it that now is a little pause. You might like to walk a little bit outside or just relax a little bit your mind and your effort. And at 7 o'clock, that's in 25 minutes, we will continue with a cultural program. We will sing one bhajan and we will hear how Radha met Krishna the first time. Very nice, very wonderful. Yes, is that of interest? We must hear this, yes. So you can either stay here and chant. I recommend that you take a little bit these times. They are designed so that you can, that it's not too much of a stress in the first day, you know, that you can remain relaxed. And maybe discuss. I would suggest that we keep the temple room for japa chanting, and if we want to discuss something, there are other rooms available for you. We have the whole hotel for you. So thank you so much, and see you at 7 o'clock. Yes? Hare Krishna!